For the third year in a row, we say good evening from the Great Plains Athletic Conference Men's Basketball Championship. Tonight's matchup, the Dort College Defenders against the Morningside Mustangs, an automatic berth at the NAI Division II Men's National Basketball Tournament on the line. For the Morningside Mustangs, they come in with an 18-14 record. They finished the Great Plains Athletic Conference season with an 11-9 mark. For the Dort College Defenders, 25-6 overall, 15-5 of the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They were the runner-up in the regular season race. Good evening, everyone. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you from courtside at the DeWitt Gymnasium, a rapidly filling DeWitt Gymnasium. And I would imagine by the time all is said and done, we will have standing room only for tonight's Great Plains Athletic Conference title clash between these two longtime rivals. They've played several times over the years, and this is the second time that these two teams are meeting for the Great Plains Athletic Conference Tournament Championship in men's basketball. Back in 2006, Dort College traveled to what was then Alley Gym, and Morningside scored a victory with a big second half. Dort College hopes to reverse those fortunes here this evening. First things first, though, and as we normally do, let's visit with Coach Ross Dalma about tonight's matchup between Dort College and Morningside.
College Defenders take on the Morningside Mustangs, Great Plains Athletic Conference Championship game happening in just a few minutes. And let's visit with Coach Dalma about his pregame thoughts. And first of all, Coach, we need to talk about the win over Midland. And for your team, a gutsy win as you held off a Midland team, very talented, very athletic, but you were able to hold them off and get a win, limiting Midland to 68 points on Saturday.
Mike, it was. It was an intense game. I thought it was very well played on both parts. And, you know, just a game that when you get to the semis, that you're going to just run into a very good opponent. And Midland is certainly playing very well and gave us everything that they had. And we were fortunate to come out with a one-point win.
You got that win holding on as they made a charge back at you. The composure of your team in the last 5 minutes of the contest, how do you feel about that?
Very good. I thought that our experience came through. I thought that our determination did as well, and obviously the mental toughness. We just executed very well, both offensively and defensively. They just had a dynamic player or two that is just able to really rise above and get baskets, and I thought we just stayed with it as best we could, and finally we made a play there in the final seconds of the game to secure it.
Morningside also on the winning side of a one-point decision, that one on the road at Northwestern. Anybody who does that gets your attention.
For sure. Morningside has won 7 games in a row now, and road wins at Doan and at Northwestern are obviously very significant, and they certainly got our players' attention.
Morningside, a team that you played, over a month or right at a month ago. You also played them before the Christmas break. This Morningside team, though, from the sounds of it, a different looking and different playing team that we may have seen a month ago.
Yeah, personnel-wise, Tyler Johnson is now healthy and he's playing a little bit more. And he had a huge night against Doan, going 5-for-8 beyond the arc. Trent Miller is really playing well, senior point guard down the stretch for them, and Kyle Nickel, freshman center, who was really getting his feet wet early in the season as he transitioned from football to basketball, has been playing well. So those three guys have been doing some really good things. And then, they've got one of the best players in the league in Danny Rudine.
Morningside, a team, when you look at the numbers, you wonder how are they winning ball games. They get out-rebounded. They're allowing teams a high shooting percentage. Then you look over at the turnovers, and they're able to offset that by forcing about 5 or 6 more turnovers than they're committing. A concern for your team?
For sure. They do a great job of really getting out in the passing lanes and overplaying and getting steals in transition. They do give up a lot of size on the boards, as you mentioned, but what they're doing is they're getting out in transition and laying the ball up. Those one-on-zero fast breaks that they get as a result of the steals are pretty easy conversions. And so that's going to be a key for us to take care of the basketball for sure.
Taking care of the basketball, what else do you need to do well?
Well, we're going to have to dominate the boards. That's an area that we've got to see some mileage out of our guys on. And the other thing I think we need to do is just really mark some of their better players. Rudine, for sure. Keep Trent Miller out of the lane.
That's Coach Ross Dalma and his thoughts before tonight's contest. Let's take a closer look at these two teams. First of all, for the Mustangs under Coach Jim Sykes, they're 18-14. They finished the year 11-9 in the GPAC. Morningside is on a 7-game winning streak, starting the run of victories after 3 straight losses, which included road losses to Dort College and Midland. The wins to close the regular season were over Dakota Wesleyan 90-86, Nebraska Wesleyan 72-61, Briarcliff 76-66, and Mount Marty 87-77, Hastings 93-85. Those wins lifted Morningside into a three-way tie for fourth place in the GPAC and the number five seed in the postseason tournament. Morningside is scoring 76.9 points per game and allows 74.8 points per outing. Mustangs convert 44.5% of their field goals, while teams are making 47.7% of the field goals that they take. Opponents hold a 36.2 to 32.8 rebounding advantage, but the Mustangs make up for that deficiency by forcing 16.3 turnovers. They give it up just 11.3 times per outing. Danny Rudin scores 19.8 points per game, and he converts 50.8% of his field goals. Rudin also gets to 5.1 rebounds per game and has 70 assists this year. Tanner Miller adds 11.4 points per game and has 90 assists. Rudin and Miller have 71 and 47 made three-pointers, respectively. Trent Miller scores 8.3 points per game, and Jared Kolbusch knocks down 5.7 points per contest. Tanner Ferguson and Kyle Nickel are scoring 8.5 points per game, respectively. Nickel has 4.9 rebounds per outing. Trent Miller tops the team with 190 total assists. The Defender men are 25-6 overall. They finished the GPAC year with a 15-5 record, the number two seed in the tournament. The Defenders have won six games in a row. And since an overtime loss to Northwestern back on January 30, the Defenders have won 9 of their last 10 and are 16-3 since December 12. York College has won six games in a row on three different occasions this season. York College has outscored teams 80.9 to 69.3. They hold a 39.0 to 30.4 rebounding advantage. York College converts 50.6% of its field goals and allows opponents to make 43% of their field goal attempts. The Defenders have turned the ball over 13.3 times per game this season and have converted 38.6% of their three-point shots. Cliff Warner and Trevor Waltersdorf score 14.6 and 14.5 points per game, with Warner converting 46.1% of his three-point shots. Waltersdorf has made 57.6% of his field goals. He tops the team with a 6.7 rebounding average, while Warner has 113 assists and 39 steals. Jordan Vogel knocks down 13.3 points per game with 5.1 rebounds, and he makes 64.4% of his field goal attempts. Chris Severs has lifted his scoring average to 10.5 points per game, and he makes 55.1% of his field goals. Austin Kachi tosses in 9.9 points per game. Kyle Lindberg has a 7.3 points per game average and takes in 6.2 rebounds, while Sean Kaiser is at 4.5 points per game. Morningside controlled their game with Northwestern most of the way on Saturday, withstanding a couple Red Raider charges in the second half, including two potential game-winning attempts in the closing seconds. Danny Rudin scored 18 and had 5 assists in 36 minutes of action. Trent Miller added 16 points with 5 assists. York College handled Midland 69-68. James Parrott took a shot that was blocked by Trevor Waltersdorf in the closing moments to secure the win. York College led by as many as 14. They were topped by Trevor Waltersdorf and Jordan Vogel with 17 points apiece. Let's pause for our national anthem. Deb Vogel with the singing of our national anthem. Continuing on with the series between these two teams, York College trails the series 16-13. They won both meetings this year. York College won the December 12 meeting in Sioux City 70-63 after leading 34-27 at halftime. Cliff Warner had 21 points and 2 assists in that win. Trevor Waltersdorf had 12 rebounds. Morningside was topped by Tanner Ferguson with 11. Tanner Miller added 10. Two teams played again on January 23. Door College won it 89-68, outscoring the visitors by 50-35 margin in the second half. Boston Conchie scored 20 and had 6 rebounds. Warner had 14 points. Walterstorff 11. Danny Radin led the Mustangs with 19. Kyle Nickel added 16. Taking a look at the starting lineups then for these two teams, let's begin with Morningside. They will start number 3, Danny Radin, a 6'3 junior from Sioux City, averaging 19.8 points per game. Tanner Miller wears number 14. He averages 11.4 points per game. He's a 6'1 sophomore. Number 20 is Trent Miller. Miller averages 8.3 points per game. Tanner Ferguson is a 6'2 junior, averaging 8.5 points per contest. And number 44 is Kyle Nickel. Nickel's a 6'6 freshman from Pella, averaging 8.5 points per game. Four Door College, they will start number 11, 5'11 senior Cliff Warner. He's averaging 14.6 points per game. Austin Conchie, where's number 21? He's a 6'4 junior from Orange City, Iowa, averaging 9.9 points per game. Trevor Walterstorff is a 6'4 senior from Sioux Center, averaging 14.5 points per outing. Number 31 is Kyle Lindberg, a 6'6 junior from Margate, Florida, averaging 7.3 points per game. And Jordan Vogel is a 6'7 senior from Rock Valley, Iowa, averaging 13.3 points per outing. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. A quick break and the opening tip right after this. Time for basketball, and the Morningside Mustangs control the awkward tip. And we are underway with the basketball. The Mustangs with the basketball. They have it out front. With it is Rudin. Rudin gives it off left side over to Ferguson. Ferguson gives it off to Trent Miller. Miller off the dribble, missed it. Rebound taken away by Jordan Vogel. Vogel hands it off to Cliff Warner. Warner will bring it up. Cliff Warner into the front court. Door College basketball. Right side, Conchie. Conchie with it on the wing. Austin with the basketball at the top of the key. Goes left side looking for Warner. Finds him. Warner's pass deflected out. Intended for Vogel. Walterstorff into the lane. Dumps it outside. Lindberg. Lindberg back over to Conchie. Conchie up front. Vogel 13 to shoot for the defenders. 10 now. Warner with the basketball. Warner left corner. Walt. Walt with it. Drives into the lane. Splits the defense. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Morningside. Morningside with the basketball up the floor with it on the right side. Driving the lane is Danny Rudin. Rudin kick out pass. 3 on the way. Off the mark. No good. Rebound taken away by Conchie. Here comes North College. Warner ahead to Walterstorff. Walterstorff on the left wing. Dumps it underneath Vogel. Vogel reverses Lindberg. Lindberg with the right hand up and down. Kyle Lindberg with a 2-point basket. Dort College is on the board first, 2-0. Morningside with the basketball, Trent Miller. Miller dumps it off underneath, shot no good, in the lane, rebound corralled by Cliff Warner. Here comes Dort College. Cliff over to Lindberg. Lindberg with the basketball, head full of steam, drives in, kick out pass back over to Conchie. Conchie to Lindberg. Lindberg, deep right corner. Lindberg with the basketball, looking down low, man-to-man defense applied by the Mustangs. Pass goes left side, Walterstorff. Walterstorff on the wing. Double teamed, looks out of the double team, finds Lindberg. Lindberg underneath, layup good. 4 points for Kyle Lindberg. Dort College leads it 4-0. 18-10 left to play, first half. Morningside over the basketball, Trent Miller. Miller comes right side over to Danny Rudin. Rudin dumps it underneath Nickel. Nickel working on Vogel. Comes back, left side, scoop shot, no good, rebound, one and done, no. Taken by Ferguson. Ferguson gives it back, shot on the way, and a blocked shot, and a foul called on the defenders. Foul's going to go on Jordan Vogel. Vogel whistled for the personal with 17:53 left to play in the first half. Tanner Miller will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair to try to get the goose egg off of the board for Morningside. Tanner Miller, 2 free throws. First one is up and good. Morningside is on the board. They trail it 4-1. Another free throw on the way for Miller. Miller, a 73% free throw shooter. He's taken 115 this season. And we have a delayed dead ball, and he makes the free throws, so it's of no consequence. And Morningside has cut the lead down to 4-2. Cliff Warner with the basketball. Long game ahead of us. You like to win it right away, but you've got to go through the motions. You've got to take care of business. And Morningside shows his own defense. Pass goes right side, Conchie. Conchie into the corner, Lindberg. Lindberg back over to Conchie. Conchie at the top of the key, 15 to shoot. Kotchi dumps it high post for Bogle. Bogle, two players around him, finds Warner, nine to shoot. Warner, three on the way, off the heel, no good. Rebound tap, controlled by Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf in traffic, back outside to Kotchi. Kotchi will reset the offense. Dort College with the basketball against the zone applied by the Mustangs. Looks like a 2-3 as it flattens out. Lindbergh back over to Kotchi. Kotchi to Warner. Warner throws it up for Lindbergh. Lindbergh unable to get it, but there for the putback is Jordan Vogel. Vogel with the two-point basket. Dort College leads it 6-2. Back the other way, Trent Miller on the right side. Miller will drive the lane. His pass taken away by Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf doesn't see anything he likes. Turns, lets traffic clear. Warner into traffic. Back over to Walt. Walt, right side, three. Kotchi, no good. Rebound taken down by Lindbergh, by Nickel, that is. Nickel passes it ahead. Ferguson. Ferguson into the corner. Shot blocked by Lindbergh. Rebound taken away by Warner. Warner over the basketball. Here comes Dort College. Defenders with the 6-2 lead and the basketball. Warner, nothing there. Back over to Kotchi. Kotchi with it against the man-to-man defense applied by the Mustangs. They drop it off for Vogel. Vogel, turnaround on the baseline is good. Jordan Vogel with 4 points. Dort College leads it 8-2. Morningside is forced to use a timeout. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the Mustangs. Back with more after this. Dort College, an early 8-2 lead. Morningside uses a timeout. 16-14 and counting. Morningside with the basketball. It goes right side, Rudine. Rudine shot in the lane, no good, but there for the foul is Chris Severs. Severs picks up the personal, and Rudine will go to the free throw line for two free throws. Foul number one on Chris Severs. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC in the community. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at Borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. First free throw by Rudine is good. He's got another one coming. Second one is up. Left it short. No good. That doesn't happen very often. He's an 85% free throw shooter. Dort College leads it 8-3. Right side it goes Kotchi. Kaiser and Severs checked in at the timeout break. Pass comes over to Warner. Warner at the top of the key. Left side Kotchi. Kotchi off the dribble. Double team. Back over to Walt. Swings it right side. Warner. Warner three ball. Bang, bang, bang. Leave him open. He'll knock it down more times than not. And Morningside commits a turnover on the ensuing play. And the Morningside Mustangs turn it over. Austin Kotchi back, causing some problems, and the Mustangs turn it over. Dort College gets it right back. 15:47 left to play in the first half. 11-3, Dort College up. Warner to throw the ball in, directing traffic. Cliff to throw it in, gets it in over the top. Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf has a step, nothing there. Comes back over to Kotchi. Kotchi to Warner. Warner off the bounce. Shot no good. He got hit on the play. No call made. Here comes Morningside. Morningside off and running. Rudine. Rudine into traffic. Rudine, cut off by Kaiser, throws it up, no good. Rebound taken away by Warner. Warner comes right side, Kotchi, pulls up, three-pointer, bang, bang, bang. Make it rain, Austin Kotchi, 14-3, Dort College in front. 15-18 left to play in this first half. They dump it down low for Nickel. Nickel working on Severs, hook shot, no good. Gets his own rebound back, shot no good, but he's fouled on the play, and Chris Severs has just picked up foul number two. 15:08 left to play in the first half, and Kyle Nickel will go to the free throw line for a pair. Our officiating crew tonight, Chris Skiris, Joe Wells, and Brooks Wells. Kyle Nickel shooting a pair, 66% free throw shooter. Nickel, first one is on the way. The right-hander missed it. Chris Severs checks out of the ball game. Jordan Vogel checks back in. So Vogel picks up two in the span of about a minute off of the clock. He'll have to spend some time off of on the bench. Dort College leading 14-3. Another free throw on the way for Nickel. The freshman in terms of eligibility from Pella. He missed the second one as well. Rebound taken away by Vogel. Some would say the ball doesn't lie. Into the front court with the basketball is Warner. Warner goes right side Kotchi. Kotchi to Kaiser. Kaiser fumbles it, picks it back up, gets it over to Walt. Walt with the basketball. Driving in against Rudine. Rudine gets away with a hand check, and now he's going to be called for the bump. Danny Rudine whistled for the personal foul with 14:49 left to play in the first half, and that's foul number one on Morningside in this ballgame. A fresh 35 for the defenders to work with. Cliff Warner to toss it in. Warner looking, gets it in to Kaiser. Kaiser for the basketball. Sean has it on the right side. Now he brings it back to the point, hands it back over to Walt. Walt has a step. He drives in, finger roll, no good. Rebound taken down by Vogel. Vogel back over to Warner. Warner three, make it rain, Cliff Warner. Three for Warner. Dart College leads 17-3, and Morningside burns another timeout. 14:43 left to go in this half. Dart College leading 17-3. Timeout Morningside, back with more after this. Tonight's broadcast made possible by a grant from CNH Body Repair in Orange City. Their reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Morningside will inbound the basketball, trailing 17-3. Mustangs to throw it in. New player in. That's Tyler Johnson. Johnson hands it back over to Tanner Miller. Miller will bring it up. Tanner Miller across the timeline working against Lindbergh. They give it off to Trent Miller. Trent Miller with the basketball. He'll drive right side, spin move, and he shuffles his feet. Turnover, Dort College basketball. They try to drive in against Warner. Warner doesn't give any ground, and the Mustangs will now show full court pressure defense. Careful what you wish for here if you're Morningside. With the basketball, Lindbergh in the backcourt. Gets ahead, Kachi. Now you got a fast break. Three on two. Kachi, pull up. Three on the way. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Morningside and Danny Rudine. Rudine with the basketball up the floor. Rudine feeds the trailer. Tyler Johnson. Tyler Johnson shot. No good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh will bring it up. Kyle into the front court. Dort College will set the offense now. Pass goes left side over to Kaiser. Kaiser on the wing. Sean with the basketball. Sean picks up his dribble, dumps it down low. Lindbergh. Lindbergh working against Johnson. They look for the double team. Instead, they go Kachi over to Kaiser. Kaiser intended for Vogel. Ball tipped away, controlled by Morningside. Here come the Mustangs. Dort College leads at 17-3. Mustangs with the basketball, trying to cut into the 14-point advantage. They look for the pass down low. Instead, holding it out front is Miller. Miller on the right wing, and now we've got a hold on the play called on Jordan Vogel. And Vogel has picked up his second with 13:27 remaining in the half. 13:27 left to go in the half. Dort College's two post players have two fouls apiece, that is. Morningside has one total. Pass goes in right side over to Rudine. Rudine passes left wing over to Miller. Miller with the basketball. Miller back over to Rudine. Rudine into the lane, nothing there. Back over to Miller. Miller goes left side, Tyler Johnson. Dump it down low for Drew Dow. Dow, Rudine. Rudine, three, good. Danny Rudine with 4 points, and the Dort College lead is 17-6. Into the front court with the basketball is Lindbergh. Lindbergh looking for the back door cut, finds Kachi. Kachi layup, good. Count the hoop, and he's fouled. Overplay the wing, cut back door, and the basket for Kachi is good. 19-6, Dort College in front. Fouls called on Trent Miller. Chris Severs will check back into the ballgame. Miller picks up his first with 12:59 left to play in the half. Free throw pending. Kachi on the way. Right-hander is up and good. Kachi with the old-fashioned three-point play. Austin Kachi with 6 points. With a basketball, right side is Rudine. Rudine passes back out front to Tyler Johnson. 20-6, Dort College with a lead. Morningside basketball, working it is Steve O'Neill. O'Neill dumps it underneath. Rudine has to chase it to the perimeter. Rudine in traffic, his layup, right hand is good. Rudine with 6, Dort College leads 20-8. Cliff Warner in the backcourt with a basketball. He gets it back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh will bring it up. Lindbergh looking down low for Severs, instead goes right side Cliff Warner. Warner with a couple of threes already today. Lindbergh turns, faces, looking for the entry pass down to Severs. Lindbergh dumps it underneath for Severs, and the ball is tipped. It's taken back by Dort College and Warner. Warner gets the deflected pass. Kaiser with it. Dort College with a fresh 35 to work with. They dump it down low for Walterstorff. Walterstorff looking for the reverse. Back over to cut Severs, and Severs is hacked on the play by Trent Miller, and Miller's just picked up his second. Chris Severs will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair as he was fouled in the act of shooting. 12:02 left to play in the first half. Dort College leading by 12. Free throw on the way for Chris Severs. Free throw is up. Free throw no good. Another one on the way for Severs, trying to make it a 13-point ball game. Dort College jumped out in front early. Now you want to build that lead just a little bit. Get it up into that 15, 16, 17-point range. You don't want Morningside to trim it to single digits. Second free throw on the way for Severs is up and good. So Severs makes one of two. His first of the night. Dort College leads 21-8. Into the front court with the basketball is Morningside's Tanner Miller. Miller goes right side over to Steve O'Neill. O'Neill dumps it down low for Nickel. Guarded there by Severs, playing with two personals. They get it left side over to Rudine. Rudine, right side pass, comes back over to Miller. Miller, tough shot, fading away, hits the two-point basket. Tanner Miller with the two-point basket. He's got four, and the Dort College lead is 21-10. Lindbergh with the basketball. Kyle with it, in danger of a 5 seconds call, gets it away to Cliff Warner. Warner with it on the right wing. Cliff puts it on the deck, down to the baseline. No movement right now for the defenders. They get it underneath Lindbergh. Lindbergh looking, dumps it underneath Kaiser. Kaiser with the left-handed hook, good. Chung Kaiser with a two-point basket, 23-10, Dort College leads. 11-10 left to play, first half. With the basketball out front is Steve O'Neill. O'Neill goes left side, Tanner Miller. Miller with a basketball. Miller looking for the cutter, goes instead into the corner to Jared Kolbusch. Kolbusch, O'Neill. O'Neill, left-handed layup, no good. Rebound taken away by Warner. Warner into the front court for the defenders. Cliff with it on the right side, passes it off to Kaiser. Kaiser looking underneath for Severs. They get it underneath Severs, and Severs is held on the play by Kyle Nickel, and he can't believe it. 10:44 left to play in the first half. Morningside has just picked up their fourth team foul. Foul number one on Kyle Nickel. Dort College will inbound right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Cliff Warner inbounding the basketball for the defenders, up by 13. Warner gets it into Walterstorff. Walterstorff, spin move. He'll drive in. Slam dunk! Trevor Walterstorff with a spin move, dropping the hammer. Dort College with their biggest lead of the ballgame at 25-10. Steve O'Neill with the basketball. He comes back out front, Tanner Miller. Tanner Miller guarded there by Nathan Rindles. Rindles not given any ground. Fade away from 12. No good. Another rebound for Cliff Warner. Here comes Dort College. Defenders with a lead in the basketball, 25-10. Warner comes right side over to Rindles. Rindles looking down low, goes instead on the perimeter, right side to Kaiser. Kaiser working against Jared Kolbusch. Kaiser hit on the arm, gets the shot to go. Sean Kaiser with 4 points. Dort College leads 27-10. 9:58 left to play in this first half. We've just gone past the midpoint of the first half of play, and a foul on the play called against Nathan Rindles. Rindles called for the foul away from the wall. 9:52 remaining in this half. Morningside will get a fresh shot clock to work with. Morningside to throw it in. Tanner Miller triggering. He gets it in over the top to Tanner Miller. Miller gets a screen. His three is good. Tanner Miller with 7 points. And the Dort College lead is 27-13. Sean Kaiser up the floor. Right side it goes. To Rindles. Rindles, Walterstorff, Walterstorff, Kaiser. Kaiser dumps it underneath Severs. Severs, spin move with the left hand. Missed it, no good. Nickel held his ground. Rebound outlet, Tanner Miller. Miller driving in. Miller against Kaiser. Leans in, his short shot, no good. Sean Kaiser held his ground. Here comes Dort College in transition. Sean looking left side, finds Walt. Walt on the left wing, puts it on the floor, into the lane, his shot up off of the glass, good. Trevor Walterstorff with 4 points, 29-13. Dort College by 16. Morningside basketball. They go left side. Mustangs have it, Tanner Ferguson. Ferguson's pass to Trent Miller. Trent Miller back over to Ferguson. Ferguson, three, no good. Another rebound for Warner. He gets it ahead to Walt. Walt gliding in with the right hand, no good, but he's fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Tanner Miller with 8:50 remaining in the first half. That's foul number one on him. And Trevor Walterstorff will pick him up, pick himself up and go to the free throw line to try to make Morningside pay for the foul call. Trevor to the free throw line. He's shooting 70% this season. Line change coming here for the defenders. Three new white jerseys checking in. Walt's first free throw is up and good. Remember when Walt was in the 50s for free throw shooting? He's worked his way up to 70%. Kaiser and Warner will check out for the defenders. On the floor for Dort College, also Severs checks out. So you've got Lindbergh, Walterstorff, Vogel, Rindles, and Kachi. Another free throw on the way for Walterstorff. 8:50 remaining, first half. Can make it an 18-point ball game, and he does. Trevor Walterstorff with 6 points. Dort College leads 31-13. 8:46 and counting, first half. Morningside basketball, Trent Miller. Miller, crossover, drives the lane. Dishes it off. Shot in the lane. No good. Rebound taken away by Nickel. Nickel put back good. And Jordan Vogel couldn't afford to go up and try to block the shot. He's playing with two personals. 8:28 and counting. First half. Dort College basketball. Rindles picks it up. Gets it away. Lindbergh. Lindbergh on the right wing. Comes back over. Intended for Kachi. It's picked off and taken away by Miller. Miller right-handed layup. Left side is good. Trent Miller with his first two. And the Dort College lead is 14. 31-17. 8:08 left to play in the first half. Kachi with the basketball, right side, dumps it underneath Vogel. They bring the double team, and a foul called on the double team. That's going to go on Tyler Johnson. Johnson picks up his first as he came on the weak side to help on the double team of Vogel down on the right block. And that is team foul number 6 on the Mustangs. Dort College will inbound right side of the lane as we face the hoop. No bonus time yet. Inbounding is Rindles. Rindles gets it in over the top to Walterstorff. Walterstorff on the wing. Gets it left side, Kachi. Kachi back over to Rindles. Rindles with it. Rindles on the right side. Comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Kachi. Kachi dumps it underneath Vogel. Vogel fading away. Tough shot, good. Two-point basket for Jordan Vogel. Dort College leads 33-17. Coach Ross Dalma saw something on that sequence that he didn't like. He liked the end result, but something in the execution wasn't to his liking. He calls his first time out. Back with more after this. 7:45 and counting, first half. Dort College 33, Morningside 17. Left side pass goes over to Trent Miller. Miller gives it underneath Nickel. Nickel working on Vogel. His short hook shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. One done. Here comes Kyle. Kyle with the basketball for the defenders. Waiting for him is Tyler Johnson. Lindbergh gives it back over to Rindles. Dort College playing with a 16-point lead and the basketball. Comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh left side, Kachi. Kachi looking underneath for Vogel. Nothing there. Instead, Kachi will put it on the floor. His runner is good. Austin Kachi with 8. Dort College leads 35-17. 7:05 left to play. First half. Driving in. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by the defenders. On the missed shot by Trent Miller. Here comes Dort College. Lindbergh. Left side, Rindles. Rindles dumps it underneath Walt. Walt posting up. Back outside Rindles. Nathan will put up the three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken down by Walt. Walt in traffic. Stripped of it. Kyle Nickel comes away with it. Nickel gives it off to Trent Miller. 6:40 and counting. They nearly throw it away. And bouncing it on the sideline is Tanner Ferguson. Dort College will get it back. 6:40 remaining in the first half. Dort College 35, Morningside 17. Cliff Warner back into the ballgame. Rindles is out. Vogel is out. Severs is back in. Dort College basketball. Cliff Warner with it on the right side. Cliff dumps it off for Lindbergh. Lindbergh, cross-court pass. Kachi sets, fires three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken down by Severs. Severs shot no good, but he's fouled on the play, and Chris will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Foul called on Nickel. That's his second. That is a player Morningside can ill afford to get in foul trouble. By my estimation, he is the one true post player Morningside has that in terms of bulk and strength, he's a former football player, can match up with the Dort College senior posts. Chris Severs to the free throw line to shoot a pair. First one for Chris is up and down. The senior from Huxley makes the first one. He's got another one on the way. 2 points for Severs. Dort College threatening to take a 20-point lead with 6:24 left to go in the first half. Another free throw on the way for Severs. This one by the right-hander is up and through. 3 for 4 is Severs tonight. Dort College leads 37-17. Morningside basketball bringing it up is Trent Miller. Miller on the left wing. He brings it back to the top of the key, looking for the cutter. Dumps it underneath Nickel. It's taken away on the help defense by Kachi. Kachi slid down the lane, stepped in front of the pass. Looked like it was there for the instant. Lindbergh kicks it out. Left side, Warner. Warner, corner, nothing there. Severs reverses over to Kachi. Kachi, Kaiser. Kaiser, Severs. Severs back to Lindbergh. Lindbergh loses it out of bounds. Pretty good interior passing. You just got to finish it off. Lindbergh going up before he had full possession of the basketball. 37-17, Dort College in front. Critical point for Dort College. Maintain this lead to halftime. Pass goes left side, Tyler Johnson. Johnson gives it up, Tanner Miller. Miller to Dow. Dow to Rudine. Rudine underneath Dow. Dow traveled with it. No call made. He turns around in the lane. His shot is no while he passes it off to Trent Miller, and Trent Miller is fouled on the play. He'll go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Foul number one on Cliff Warner with 5:35 left to play in this half. To the free throw line is Trent Miller for his first free throw attempt. He's a 77% free throw shooter, and he knocks it down. Miller with five. Dort College leads 37-20. Full court press again applied by Morningside. Pass comes back over to Warner. Warner with the basketball, right side Kachi. Kachi to Warner, 2-3, a zone applied by Morningside. Kaiser, Warner, Warner, right side, Kachi. Kachi gives it up, Lindbergh. Lindbergh back over to Kachi. Kachi, they go back screen, and the slam dunk for Lindbergh. Lindbergh with six of the assists by Cliff Warner, and the Dort College defenders back in front by 19. Mustang basketball, left corner, Rudine. Rudine, step back, nothing there. Rudine looking. Still looking. His pass taken away by Severs. Severs outlet, though, out of bounds, intended for Warner. And it'll be Morningside basketball back on the turnover. Kyle Nickel back into the ballgame for Morningside. Nickel checks in. Dow checks out. Mustangs will bring it up. This is Trent Miller. His team down 19. Pass goes left side, Rudine. Rudine gets a ball screen. Drives into the left hand. Layup good. Danny Rudine with 8 points, and the Dort College lead is 39-22. Lindbergh goes right side, Kachi. Kachi gives it off to Kaiser. Kaiser deep right corner, guarded there by Tanner Miller. Man-to-man defense again for the Mustangs, and a reach-in foul. Silly foul that time by Tanner Miller, and that'll send Sean Kaiser to the free throw line for a one-and-one opportunity. Foul goes on Miller with 4:28 left to play in the first half. 1-1 for Kaiser. Kaiser, a 6'3 senior from Sioux Center, Iowa. 4 points tonight. And he makes that one. He's got another one on the way. Team foul number 8 on Morningside. Well, if we aren't at capacity for tonight's ball game, we are awfully close. Second free throw by Kaiser is up, and that rainbows through. 6 for Kaiser in the first half. Dort College leads 41-22. 4:27 and counting, first half. Dort College, man-to-man defense. Morningside with the basketball. Trent Miller takes it across half court, right side Nickel, well out on the floor. He goes left side over to Miller. Miller looking for the cutter underneath. Finds the cutter, but he lost it. Went up before he had the ball. That was Tyler Johnson, and Dort College gets the turnover. The freebie for the defenders. Comes over to Warner. Warner right side, Kachi. Kachi off the dribble. Spin move, double team coming, and kicking it off is Trent Miller. Miller, layup is good. Trent Miller with a two-point basket. He's got 7, and Morningside refuses to go away. 41-24, Dort College by 17. Right side, Kachi, 3:50 left to play in the first half. Kachi back out front, Lindbergh. Lindbergh pass deflected out. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Morningside basketball. Got to finish the half strong if you're Dort College. Severs checks out. Vogel checks in. Kachi checks out. On the floor for the defenders, it's Walterstorff, Vogel, Lindbergh, Kaiser, and Warner. Four seniors and a junior on the floor for Dort College. Mustang basketball. They give it out to Rudine. Rudine guarded there by Lindbergh. Goes right side over to Tanner Miller. Miller looking underneath. Instead, swings it out front. This is Rudine. Rudine driving in. Shot partially blocked. Put her off the bottom of the rim. Here comes Dort College. Walthersdorf with it at midcourt. He's collapsed on by Trent Miller. Now he tries to pass through the lane, and Kyle Nickel kicks it. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College leading by 17, 41-24. Inbounding the basketball is Cliff Warner. Warner gets it over the top to Lindbergh. 28 to shoot. Comes back over to Warner. Warner underneath Vogel. They bring the double team. Back over to Walt. Walt is called for the charge. I don't agree with that one. Trevor Walthersdorf is whistled for the personal with 3:08 remaining in the half. That's foul number one on Trevor Walthersdorf. Looked like he was sliding a little bit to his left to me. The defensive player. Morningside gets it back. Down 41-24. 3:07 in counting, first half. Tanner Miller brings the ball up. Miller with a basketball. Miller looking, left side, goes over to Tyler Johnson. Johnson up front, Tanner Ferguson. Ferguson with a basketball. Tanner will put it on the floor against Walthersdorf, holds his ground, looking for the pass underneath, finds Rudin. Rudin working against Lindbergh, 12 to shoot. Lindbergh not giving any ground to Rudin, goes into the corner, Ferguson. Ferguson driving in, his layup is good. Tanner Ferguson with 2 points. Dort College leads 41-26, 2:35 left to play till halftime. Lindbergh with the basketball, right side Kaiser. Kaiser underneath Vogel. Vogel against Nickel, and Nickel is fouled on the play, and that's number three on him. Kyle Nickel has just picked up his third with 2:26 left to play in the half. Jordan Vogel will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Dort College relentlessly pounding the ball down low as often as they can with Kyle Nickel with two fouls. And they finally get foul number three on Nickel. Vogel to the free throw line for a pair. First free throw on the way for Vogel. He is up. Too strong. No good. He's got another one on the way. Checking into the ball game is Kolbusch, a 6'5 freshman. Checking out is Nickel. Free throw on the way for Vogel. Vogel eyes it, flies it, and buys it. Vogel with seven. He'll check out. Dort College will go with a smaller lineup here. 42-26. You also get the two players on the bench with two fouls. Severs and Vogel both out of the game right now for the defenders. Morningside with the basketball. Down 42-26. 2:20 and counting. First half. Rudin with the basketball. They give to Ferguson. Ferguson, left-handed layup. Got away with a push-off. It's good. Tanner Ferguson with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 42-28. 2:07 in counting. Warner, Lindbergh. Lindbergh right side, Kachi. Kachi on the wing. Austin with the basketball. Puts it on the floor against Rudin. Left side, Warner. Warner with it well out on the floor. Warner working on Ferguson. Passes it back over to Kaiser. Kaiser driving down to the block. Nothing there. Comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Kachi. Kachi in traffic. Floats it up. No good. And a charging foul called on Austin Kachi. 1:45 left to go in the first half. Morningside putting together a little run here. They have cut what was a 20-point lead for Dort College at 37-17. They've cut it down to 42-28, 1:40 left to go in the half. Right side with it is Rudin. Rudin goes left side. They give it up Johnson, Tyler Johnson. Out on the perimeter, comes back over to Tanner Miller. Miller to Rudin, Rudin to Ferguson. Ferguson has had a couple of buckets as of late. Kolbusch feeds it off out front to Tanner Miller. Tanner Miller with the basketball, 10 to shoot. Comes back over to Johnson. Johnson, floater, rattles it in. Trent Johnson, or Tyler Johnson, that is, with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 42-30. Dort College basketball, left side it goes Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf back over to Kachi. Kachi, Kaiser. Kaiser facing up. He goes over to Walt. Walt down to the baseline, floats it up. Baseline jumper is good for Walthersdorf. 8 for Walthersdorf. Dort College leads 44-30. 50 seconds left to play in this half. 32 seconds on the shot clock. So about, well, it's 52 seconds left to go in the half. 32 on the shot clock. So a 20-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Let's see if Morningside goes for a 2-for-1 here. Get a quick look at the basket, then force Dort College to take another shot before the half comes to an end. Hopefully get two possessions here. With the basketball is Tanner Miller. Miller out front with it. He's going to drive the lane. Puts it up. His shot no good. Rebound taken away by Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. 6 second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Lindbergh into the front court. Let's see if Dort College can get a bucket before the half. They lead 44-30. Right side it goes Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner, two players hanging on him, gets it away. Kaiser. Kaiser back over to Cliff. Cliff on the right side, down to the baseline. Double team, gets it away. Lindbergh. Lindbergh basket good. 8 points for Lindbergh. Dort College leads 46-30. 15 seconds left to go till half. Rudine brings it up for the Mustangs. 46-30, Dort College leading. 8 seconds left. Rudine. Rudine with the right hand. 4 seconds left. He'll put up the three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Kachi. Kachi puts up the three-quarter court shot at the buzzer, no good. They wave it off, and the Dort College defenders go into the locker room up 46-30. Timeout on the floor. We've reached halftime. Back with more after this. 46-30, Dort College leads Morningside at halftime of this Great Plains Athletic Conference Men's Basketball Championship game. The Dort College defenders have never trailed, building at 1 point an 11-point lead in the first 5 minutes at 14-3. Eventually, they got up 17-3 with 14:43 left to go in the first half. You knew that pace wouldn't last. Morningside was able to cut the lead down, got it back to 27-13. Dort College, though, another little run to get up by 20, 37-17. Morningside trimmed away at the lead, got as close as 12 at 42-30, but back-to-back buckets by the defenders to close the half, make it a 16-point ball game, 46-30 at halftime. Dort College led unofficially by Kyle Lindbergh with 8 points, while the Morningside Mustangs are topped unofficially in the first half by Danny Rudine's 8 points. Today's broadcast is made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Shelvin, Orange City, Hull Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. This is KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Back with more, a look at the numbers right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders leading at halftime, 46-30. Here are how the numbers shake out thus far. Dort College is 17 of 26 from the floor, 65.4%. 3 of 9 on threes, 33.3%. You take away their threes, they are 14 for 17 from the deck. 9 of 11 is Dort College from the free throw line. That comes out to 81.8%. For Morningside, 12 of 31 from the field, 38.7%. 2 for 7 on threes, 28.6%. 4 for 7 on free throws, 57.1%. Dort College is out rebounded Morningside. This is a punishing stat, 21-8. Turnovers, Dort College 10. Morningside, though, has committed 8 of their own, so not a big disparity there. That's usually where Morningside has a larger advantage to make up for their rebounding deficiencies through the season. Dort College with 5 steals, Morningside with 5 steals. Dort College is led in scoring. They actually have 3 players with 8 points each. Austin Kachi, Trevor Walthersdorf, and Kyle Lindbergh each have 8. Jordan Vogel has 7. Sean Kaiser has 6, as does Cliff Warner. 3 points for Chris Sievers. For Morningside, 8 points for Danny Rudine, 7 each for Tanner Miller and Trent Miller. 4 for Tanner Ferguson, 2 for Kyle Nickel, 2 for Tyler Johnson, for their total of 30. Dort College has led in rebounding, probably the first time I've said this all season, by Cliff Warner. 6 rebounds for the point guard. 4 rebounds for Jordan Vogel. 3 rebounds for Sean Kaiser. 3 rebounds for Trevor Walthersdorf, and 2 each for Austin Kachi and Kyle Lindbergh. For Morningside, they are led in rebounding by Kyle Nickel with 4, 2 for Trent Miller, and then 1 rebound each for Tanner Ferguson and Danny Rudine. 2 assists for Drew Dow. Those are the only assists Morningside has thus far in this ballgame. Door College with 8 assisted baskets. 4 players have 2 assists each. They are Jordan Vogel, Kyle Lindberg, Trevor Waltersdorf, and Cliff Warner. 5 different players have 1 steal each for Door College. Morningside's Trent Miller has 3 steals to lead them. Door College leads at halftime, 46-30. First 5 minutes of the second half could go a long way in determining how this second half will be played out. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with more right after this. You're listening to Door College Basketball on KDCR, made possible by a grant from Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Ryan Grunewig is a broker. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Back with more. Well, we're going to have to keep it right here for the time being. Lost my wireless signal. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van Engelenhoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. Also made possible by a grant from the Van Engelenhoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. Back with more from the DeWitt Gym right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Lay out a little bit for you what's coming up in the next 24 hours. After tonight's contest, hopefully Door College will have secured an automatic berth at the NAIA Division II National Basketball Tournament. They need a win here this evening to do that. Halfway there, they need to finish the job. You can bet Morningside's going to come out and really put an effort, though, into these first 5 or 6 minutes to try and close this gap. The winner gets that automatic berth. One of two the Great Plains Athletic Conference gets. The other one already went to Northwestern as the regular season Great Plains Athletic Conference champion. Conference tournament berths, or I should say national tournament automatic berths, are allotted on a conference, to the conferences based on their size, and Dort College is above the threshold, so they receive two, as do several other conferences across the country. There are 11 at-large berths available. If the College of the Ozarks doesn't use up the host berth, if they win their way in, 11 at-large berths remain. And those will be announced later in the day, tomorrow, at by 4 o'clock, the Dort College defenders. This will, I've just got handed something, so I'm a little distracted. But tomorrow evening at 7:15, the bracket for the tournament will be announced. We'll have it on our website shortly thereafter at about 7:30 or so. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more from the DeWitt right after this. Dort College basketball as we start the second half. Cliff Warner with it on the right side. Comes back over to Trevor Waltersdorf underneath Vogel. Vogel double-teamed, and he's called for traveling. Traveling called against Jordan Vogel, and Morningside will have the basketball, trailing by 16. So Dort College turns it over on their first possession of the second half. Here come the Mustangs trying to cut into the lead. Trent Miller with it on the right side. Miller gives it up. Rudin. Back left side, they dump it off. Nickel, wide open layup, good. He's got 4 points. 46-32, Dort College down four, up 14. 19-19 remaining in this ballgame. Pass comes over to Kachi. Kachi has it tapped away by Tanner Miller. Miller taps it away. It'll be Dort College basketball in front of the Dort College bench. Chris Gieris will hand it to Trevor Waltersdorf, who will inbound. Waltersdorf inbounding, gets it into Lindbergh. Lindbergh hands it back over to Trevor. Trevor with the ball. Left side it goes Kachi. Kachi underneath Vogel. Vogel double-teamed. Lindbergh. Lindbergh back over to Walt. Walt layup good. 10 points for Waltersdorf. Dort College leads 48-32. Morningside basketball. Right side with it is Trent Miller. We're a minute into the second half. Rudin with the basketball. Rudin out front looking for the pass. Gets it back over to Trent Miller. Miller to Rudin. Rudin will drive in. Nothing there. Stops. Passes it back outside to Trent Miller. Miller with the basketball. Miller driving in against Warner. Puts it up. No good. Rebound. Tipped. Controlled. Nickel. Nickel missed it. Gets the rebound. Puts it back. Six for Nickel. Dort College leads 48-34. 18-20 remaining in this ballgame. Lindbergh with it out front for the defenders. Lindbergh trying to turn the corner. Double team. Gets it away. Vogel. Vogel on the perimeter. Comes back over to Kachi. Kachi left side Warner. Warner all the way driving in. Dumps it off. And Vogel dunks it. My view was obstructed. Vogel ends up with it in his hands. And the Dort College defenders lead 50-34 on the slam dunk by Jordan Vogel. Driving in, Miller, Trent Miller with 9 points. The two teams exchanging baskets right now. 17:50 left to play in the first in the ballgame now. Lindbergh, bounce pass into Kachi. Kachi can't hang on to it. Here comes Morningside in transition. Pass goes left side, Ferguson. Ferguson, three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away off the deflection by Trevor Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf will bring the ball up for the defenders. Waltersdorf gets it away. Warner, Dort College by 14. Walt in the lane, and he's fouled on the play. And Trevor will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Two free throws on the way for Trevor Waltersdorf. Foul called on Tanner Ferguson is his first with 17:29 remaining in regulation. Dort College by 14. They've led by as many as 20. Free throw for Trevor Waltersdorf is up and down. Waltersdorf with 11. Another free throw on the way for Waltersdorf. Vogel is out. Lindbergh is out. Kaiser and Severs check in. Another free throw on the way for Waltersdorf. This one's up too strong, but it drops through. 12 for Walt. Dort College leads by 16, 52-36. Two teams just trading buckets and points on each possession. With it on the left side is Miller. Miller into lane, and we've got a foul called on Cliff Warner. Warner whistled for the personal with 17:19 remaining in the game. That's team foul number one on the defenders in this half. Mustangs will inbound the basketball. They get it in to Rudin. Rudin underneath Nickel. Nickel missed it. Rebound taken away by Warner. Warner is trapped up from behind. Gets it away. Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf will put it on the floor. Hands it back over to Cliff Warner. Warner left side. Kaiser. Kaiser. Kachi right side. Warner on the three-point line. Puts it on the floor. Nothing there. He's at the free throw line. Comes back over to Kachi. Kachi looking down low for Severs. Kachi has it taken away on the double team. Trent Miller dove down hard on it, and Miller comes away with it. Miller shot no good. Rebound taken away by Kaiser. Bodies on the floor on the other end. No call made. Here comes Dort College and Kaiser. Kaiser on the left wing looking for the entry pass down low. Instead goes over to Kachi. Kachi to Severs. Severs reverses Warner. Make it rain. Clifford, no. Rebound taken away by Morningside and Trent Miller. Miller with the basketball. Dort College by 16. Trent Miller with the basketball. He goes to Ferguson. Ferguson dump it down low for Nickel. Nickel working on Severs. His hook shot in the lane. No good. Rebound taken away by Kaiser. Here comes Walt Warner. Warner with the basketball. 16-13 and counting. Ball game. Kaiser looking down low. Gives it to Severs. They double team him. Severs in traffic. Threw it away. Intended for Waltersdorf. Morningside bringing the double team hard on that post entry pass. Severs tried to kick it out to Waltersdorf, and it went out of bounds. 16:03 remaining. Dort College leads 52-36. This is KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Trent Miller with the basketball. Miller in between the circles, looking. He feeds it off Rudin. Rudin layup good. Danny Rudin with 10 points, and that was too easy if you're a Dort College fan. Dort College leads 52-38, 15:45 left to go in the game. Right side pass, Rindles. Rindles looking out front. He's going to dribble to the top of the key. Comes back left side, Warner. Warner looking down low. Instead goes to Walterstorff. Right side, Kaiser. Kaiser three, no good. Rebound tapped out. And it's tipped, controlled by Morningside. Morningside off and running. And the layup is good for Trent Miller. He's got 11. And the Dort College lead is 12, 52 to 40. Morningside with a pass on the defense. Cliff Warner brings it up. Dort College with it on the right side, working against Trent Miller. Warner passes to Kaiser. Kaiser underneath Vogel. Vogel off of the layup pass. Good. Jordan Vogel with a two-point basket. He's got 11. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the defenders, leading by 14, 54-40. Back with more after this. Today's broadcast made possible by the VinEngland Hub and Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer's an agent. 712-737-6000. Morningside basketball after the timeout. Morningside has been as close as 12. Dort College leads by 14, 54-40. Morningside with the basketball. Driving in is Miller. Miller's shot off the glass is good. Tanner Miller with 9 points. And the Dort College lead is 12 again, 54-42. Dort College led by 16 at the half. Two teams traded buckets early. Kaiser to Rindles. Rindles, Walterstorff. His layup attempt, no good. He's fouled, no call made. Tapped by Walt again, no good. Rebound tapped out. Morningside comes up with it. Off and running. Here come the Mustangs. Driving in, layup is good for Tanner Miller. He's got 11. 54-44. I don't know what Walterstorff has to do to get a foul call underneath. Clearly got hacked on the arm that time. Rindles with it out front. Comes back over to Warner. Warner in between the circles. Warner back over to Walt. Walt right side, Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. In traffic. Nothing there. Vogel. Vogel against Nickel. Vogel spins. Double team. They bring the double team, and we've got a... We've got a 3 seconds in the lane violation called. Okay, 13:58 left to play in the game. Dort College leading by 10, 54-44. Morningside basketball. This is as close as Morningside has been here in the second half. Mustang basketball driving in. Shot is blocked by Lindbergh. Rebound taken away by Walt. Trevor Walterstorff for the basketball. Dort College up 10. Walterstorff wants a clear out, gets around his man. Nothing there, and he's fouled on the play. It's about time. Trent Miller got away with a couple of hacks and finally gets called for the third one. Chopping wood was Trent Miller that time, and Trevor Walterstorff got fouled on the right wing. Cliff Warner will inbound the basketball, throwing it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Warner looking. Warner still looking. Gets it underneath. Walt underneath. Or pardon me, Lindbergh. Two-point basket is good. Kyle Lindbergh with 10 points. And the defender lead is 56-44. 13:33 remaining. Morningside inbounding. They get it in to Rudine. Rudine with the basketball. He'll bring it up against Lindbergh. Rudine gets a ball screen. He'll pull up, shoot the 17-footer, no good. Rebound, and we've got a foul called over the back on Morningside. And now it's going to get tightened up just a little bit. Tyler Johnson gets whistled for the personal with 13:22 remaining in that ballgame. Dort College basketball, team foul number 3 on the Mustangs. Bringing the ball up is Cliff Warner. Warner with it across half court. Cliff has it. Looking down low for the entry pass. Gets a ball screen. Warner back over to Kaiser. Kaiser drops it into the corner. Lindbergh. Lindbergh back out front. Cliff. Cliff right side. Kaiser. Kaiser looking down low. Entry pass to Vogel. Vogel facing up against Nickel. Ball fake. Warner. Three. No good. Rebound. Tapped out. Controlled by Vogel. Vogel with the basketball. Back over to Sean. Sean will set the offense. He goes right side. Walterstorff. Walterstorff. Vogel. And Vogel is fouled on the play. And finally, those calls coming as Morningside coming down hard on the double team, and the foul call against Morningside and Tanner Miller. That's number 3 on him. Jared Kohlbusch will check in. Cliff Warner to trigger it in. A fresh 35 for the defenders to work with. 12:48 left to go in the game. Walterstorff gets a ball screen. Walt drives in, back over to Cliff. Warner with the basketball, free throw line. Kaiser looking down low, gives it to Vogel. Vogel against Nickel, layup good. Jordan Vogel with 13. Dort College leads 58-44. Morningside basketball, and now the Dort College crowd on their feet. With the basketball, it's Miller. Tanner Miller, nothing there. Swing it around left side, Rudin. Rudin, back outside, it comes to Tyler Johnson. Johnson to Tanner Miller. Miller, Rudin. Rudin answering, no. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball off of the missed shot. He hands it off to Warner. That was a missed three by Rudin. Warner, three. He misses, no good. Rebound, Lindbergh. Lindbergh off of the glass, good. Kyle Lindbergh with 12 points. Dort College leads 60-44. Six unanswered by the defenders. And the DeWitt Gym, the faithful, starting to make some noise. A three, off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Walt. Ahead to Warner. Warner doesn't have the numbers. The senior point guard will hold it up. Now secondary break, kicks it out Kaiser. Kaiser back over to Cliff. Cliff looking for the ball screen. They set a ball screen. Warner with it on the wing. Throws it over the top, intended for Lindbergh, and it's down on the floor, taken back by Morningside. 11:30 left to go in the game. Danny Rudin will bring it up. Fresh players checking in for both teams at the next break. Comes back left side over to Tanner Miller. Miller to Rudin. Rudin gets a ball screen. Nickel drives in. Puts it up. Blocked shot by Vogel. Another shot blocked by Lindbergh. And now a goaltending call on Kyle Lindbergh. The two-point basket for Morningside and Kyle Nickel. 11:14 left to go in the game. 60-46, Dort College by 14. Lindbergh gets it into Warner. Warner back over to Lindbergh. He'll bring it up against Jared Kolbusch. Lindbergh has it setting the offense. He's on the right side. He'll look for Severs on the entry pass, and the ball is tipped away on the help defense by Rudin. Rudin with a steal. Here comes Morningside. Morningside into the front court with the basketball is Trent Miller. Miller comes back over to Rudin. Rudin to the free throw line, picks up his dribble. Comes back right side, Tanner Miller. Miller with it in between the circles, guarded there by Kachi. 20 to shoot for the Mustangs. Right side, Rudin. Rudin, layup, good. Rudin crossing through the lane, gets the two-point shot to go, and the defenders lead 60-48. Dort College by a dozen. It's been as close as 10 here in the second half. Lindbergh back over to Kachi. Kachi right side, Kaiser. Kaiser into the corner, Warner. Warner, deep right side, back out front, Kaiser. 10-20 remaining. They give it underneath Severs. They don't bring the double team. Now they do on the dribble. They pass it out. It's controlled by Warner. 10 to shoot for the defenders. Warner back over to Kachi. Kachi down to the baseline. 12-footer, no good, rattled it. Rebound tapped out, controlled by Morningside. Mustangs with a chance to cut it to 10. Mustangs bringing it up is Tanner Miller. Miller comes back underneath for Nickel. Nickel, hook shot in the lane, good. Kyle Nickel with 8 points, six in the second half, and the defender lead is 10, 60-50. Dort College by 10, Lindbergh with the basketball. Dort College has gotten some good shots here in the second half. They just haven't gotten them to go. Kaiser in between the circles. Sean hands it back over to Cliff. Cliff with it at the wing. Cliff Warner goes high post. Lindbergh, Lindbergh to Severs. Severs lay in good. Chris Severs able to get Nickel on his hip. Dort College leads 62-50. 9:15 and counting ballgame. With it on the left side is Trent Miller. Miller to Rudin. Rudin out front, Tanner Miller. Back over to Rudin. Rudin puts it on the floor. They switch. He'll step back. The three is good. Danny Rudin with the three-point basket. Morningside is within single digits for the first time since the first half. 62-53, 9:02 remaining in this ballgame. Back with more after this timeout, Morningside. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College by 9 with 9:02 remaining in this contest. Now, Morningside has taken some of the momentum away from the defenders. They've cut 7 points off of the halftime lead by outscoring Dort College in the first 11 minutes of this second half. 23-16. Dort College basketball after the Morningside timeout over in Sioux City. Morningside and Northwestern in women's basketball, and I've lost live scoring on that one. Last check, it was halftime. Morningside up 40-34 in women's GPAC championship basketball. Kaiser to inbound the basketball, gets it into Kachi. Full court pressure defense applied by the Mustangs. Kaiser in the backcourt. Back over to Kachi. Kachi back over to Kaiser. Kaiser into the front court. Morningside has their pressure broken. Warner with the basketball. Dort College has it. Dort College has been whistled for one foul here in the first half, in the second half, that is. Morningside with four team fouls, so neither team's in the bonus yet. Zone defense applied here by the Mustangs. Warner will put up the three, steps into it. Three, rattles, no good. Rebound taken away by Morningside. Here come the Mustangs with a chance to cut the 9-point lead down. With it out front is Trent Miller. Miller looking. He passes left side. They give it up over to Jared Kolbusch. Kolbusch to Miller. Miller right side, Trent Miller. Trent Miller, back it goes, right wing, three, no good. Fight for the basketball, and we've got a foul called on Chris Seavers. Seavers out on the perimeter on the defense that time, and he gets called for foul number three. Team foul number two on the defenders. 8:10 left to go in this game. Morningside to inbound the basketball. Right now they're going small. They don't have nickel on the floor. Pass comes in over the top. Trent Miller with it, guarded there by Warner. Looking for Rudine. They pass it underneath, intended for Rudine, and threw it away. Dort College basketball. Dort College by nine. Morningside will show full court pressure defense again. We'll see if Dort College can make them pay for the pressure defense. With the basketball on the backcourt is Kaiser. Kaiser gets it ahead to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf will take it across half court. Walthersdorf gives it off to Cliff Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner setting the offense. Dort College with the lead and the basketball. Warner passes left side, Kachi in front of the Dort College student body. Pass left side, Kachi. Three off the mark, no good. Dort College's outside shot leaving them right now. Here comes Morningside trying to cut into the 9-point lead. With the basketball is Tanner Miller. Miller goes right side, Trent Miller. Trent Miller with the basketball. Trent Miller gives it up into the lane. Nothing there for Tanner Miller. Tanner Miller gives it back to Rudine. Rudine back to Tanner Miller. 7:19 left to play in the game. Morningside basketball, Danny Rudine. Rudine with the basketball. Rudine gives it up. Comes back out to Rudine. Rudine shot blocked out of bounds by Vogel with 5 seconds on the shot clock. Morningside basketball after the block shot by the defenders. Five seconds on the shot clock as Morningside will inbound it. Mustangs looking. They throw it in over the top. Rudine, he catches, fires a three, no good. Rebound taken away by Kachi out long. Doesn't have the numbers, and Dort College will run clock. They pass it over to Warner. Dort College will set up their offense against a zone applied by the Mustangs. Looks like a 1-2-2. Kachi on the right side. They dump it to Vogel on the wing. Back over to Cliff. Cliff, three, get in there, no good. Rebound, though, taken down by Kaiser. Kaiser down to the baseline. Triple teamed. Kaiser looking. Throws it out front. Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner with it. Dort College can work it inside again. Here's Kaiser. Kaiser underneath. Walt. Walt. Layup. Good. Trevor Walthersdorf with a 2-point basket off the assist from Kaiser. Dort College back in front by double digits. 64-53. 6:20 remaining in this ballgame. Right side with it is Tanner Miller. Tanner Miller puts it on the floor. Back outside it comes. Kolbusch. Kolbusch left wing. Nothing there. Comes back over to Tanner Miller. Miller on the right wing. Miller looking. He's still looking. Nothing there for Tanner Miller. Tanner Miller out front with it. He's going to isolate against Kachi. Crosses over. His floater. No good. Rebound ripped down by Vogel. Vogel hands it off to Cliff Warner. Here comes Dort College with the lead and the basketball. Under 6 minutes remaining in regulation. Kachi with it at the free throw line. Nothing there. Back over to Kaiser. Kaiser left side Warner. Warner underneath Vogel. Vogel is fouled on the play. Count the hoop and he's fouled. 15 for Jordan Vogel as he got loose underneath. The foul charge to Danny Rudine with 5:44 remaining in this one. 66-33, Dort College by Baker's dozen. Jordan Vogel to shoot two. I beg your pardon, one to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Vogel this evening with 15 points. Free throw is up. Free throw splashes through. 9 in the second half for Vogel. 16 for the ball game. Dort College leads 67-53. 5 unanswered by the defenders. Morningside basketball. They've been as close as 9 in the second half. Mustangs, Rudine. Rudine passes right side Miller beyond the three-point line. Ball is tipped by Lindberg, and the ball is tapped out of bounds. And a moving block by Tanner Miller. Miller pushed him, but no call made by our official, Brooks Wells. 5:24 left to go in this ball game. Layup is up and good for Trent Miller. He's got 13, 67-55. 5:10 remaining in this ball game. Dort College by a dozen. Kaiser passes right side over to Vogel. Vogel looking for the drive against Nickel. Nothing there. Passes back out front, Lindberg. Lindberg gives it up, Walt. Walt facing up against Ferguson. Comes back outside, Warner. Warner left side to Lindberg. Lindberg with the basketball. Lindberg gives it off, Kaiser. Kaiser to Warner, 7 to shoot. Warner back over to Vogel. Vogel, Kaiser. Kaiser, 3 ball, no good. There for the rebound, though, is Walt. And Walt is pushed to the ground. And now they're going to talk it over as officials and say the shot clock should not have been reset. 4:38 left to play in this ball game. 67-55, Dort College by a dozen. Waltersdorf got pushed on the play. He ends up on the floor. No call made, and now Dort College will play defense, and Tanner Ferguson will throw it in for the Mustangs. I thought that shot grazed the rim. It wasn't a pretty shot. I'm not going to say it was the best shot or the best looking shot, but I did think it grazed the back of the iron on the way down. The officials didn't agree with me. Morningside with the basketball, Trent Miller. Miller at midcourt. He goes left side to Danny Rudine. Rudine to Nickel. Nickel gives it up. Trent Miller underneath Nickel. Nickel layup good. Kyle Nickel with 10. Dort College leads by 10, 67-57. 4:17 and counting in this ballgame. With it is Lindberg. Lindberg is fouled on the play. Kyle Lindberg fouled on his way to the basket, and that's going to go on Tanner Miller, and that's number 4 on him. Team foul number 6 on the Mustangs with 4:13 remaining. Inbounding the basketball will be Warner. Warner to throw it in. Fresh 35 for the defenders. Lindberg taps it back over to Warner. Warner will reset the offense. Cliff for the basketball. Now the clock becomes an ally if you're Dort College. Take care of the basketball. Get a good shot. Kaiser with it. Goes down low. Vogel. They bring the double team. He tries to go across the lane. It's taken away by Miller. Here comes Morningside with a chance to get as close as they've been in the second half. They look underneath. Instead, they pass it back out front to Rudine. Rudine gives it up to Tanner Miller. Miller with a basketball. Miller cut off. Back to Ferguson. Ferguson, 3, missed it. No good. Long rebound, though, Rudine. Rudine gives it back over to Miller. Miller dumps it off. Nickel. Nickel layup. Good. Nickel with 10 in the second half. Dort College leads 67-59. 3:33 remaining in this ballgame. Timeout on the floor. Morningside back with more after this. 67-59, 3:33 remaining. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Lindberg passes it over to Warner. Dort College will bring it up. They get it across the timeline with 5 seconds to spare. They give it off to Cliff Warner. Warner left side, Waltersdorf. Dort College working against the zone applied by the Mustangs. Kaiser out front, dumps it underneath Walt. Walt layup good. Trevor Waltersdorf with a two-point basket. He's got 16, 8 in the first half, 8 in the second half. 69-59. 3:05 remaining in this game. Morningside has been as close as 8 here in the second half. Mustang basketball, Rudine. Rudine gives it up to Tanner Ferguson. Ferguson gives it up. Miller. Miller, three. Missed it. No good. Rebound, Vogel. Vogel hands it off to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner will take it across half court. 2:45 and counting. Right side, Kaiser. 10-point lead for the defenders. Kaiser looking. Still looking. Gets it over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh in the lane. His shot won't go, but he's fouled on the play. Foul called on Tanner Ferguson with 2:35 left to go in this ball game. Kyle Lindbergh to shoot a pair. 12 points for Kyle Lindbergh tonight. The left-hander from Florida will go to the free throw line. First one is up and through. 13 for Kyle Lindbergh. 70-59 our score. Second free throw on the way for Lindbergh, trying to make it a 12-point game. This one's up, short, no good. Fort College leads by 11. Bringing the ball back the other way. And a trip called on Sean Kaiser. Now, we saw a play similar to that earlier this ballgame where Cliff Warner got tripped from behind and there was no call made. But tonight, they will call that one for Morningside. That's team foul number three, so no free throws for the Mustangs. Rudine with the basketball. They give it off. Left side, Rudine. Three, missed it. No good. Rebound cleaned up by Lindbergh, and Dort College might just have enough of a cushion here. Bringing the ball up will be Cliff Warner. The clock is on your side. Use it. 2:10 and counting. 24 on the shot clock. Warner gets around the defensive player, hands it back over to Kyle Lindbergh. Dort College will milk the clock. Lindbergh back over to Cliff. Cliff steps into a three, missed it, no good. Tap by Nickel, no good. It's loose, picked up by Rudine. 1:54 and counting, ball game. Danny Rudine will drive the lane. Kick out pass, comes back right side to Trent Miller. Miller over to the other Miller, now into the left corner. A three, rims, no good. Halfway down, pops back out for Tyler Johnson. Here come the defenders up by 11 with the basketball. Right side, Kaiser. Dort College will milk the clock again. Sean with the basketball. Gives it off to Cliff Warner. 1:25 and counting. Cliff with the basketball. Has it swiped at by a pair of players. And now a foul called on Tanner Miller. And he's done. 1:21 left to go in the game. Tanner Miller has just fouled out. Free throws on the way for Cliff Warner. With 1:21 remaining in this one, Dort College by 11. Dort College, 1:21 from away from their first ever Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason tournament championship. Free throw on the way for Cliff is up and good. Seven for Cliff tonight. He's got another one on the way. Defenders by 12. Another free throw coming. 1:21 remaining. Second free throw is up, and Warner makes that one. So Cliff Warner buries both free throws. Defenders lead 72-59. Mustangs coming back the other way quickly. That's Trent Miller. Trent Miller, kick out pass to Johnson. Tyler Johnson gives it up. Nickel. Nickel, back outside. Three, no good. Tap in, no good. Another tap in. That one by Kyle Nickel is good. Kyle Nickel with 12 points in the second half, 14 for the ball game. And the Morningside Mustangs exhaust a timeout, down by 11, 72-61. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. With 1:04 remaining in this ballgame, Dort College enjoying an 11-point lead, 72-61. Dort College has the basketball. Morningside at some point is going to be forced to foul and send Dort College to the free throw line to seal it. Inbounding is Kaiser, gets it in to Cliff Warner. Warner will bring the basketball up, and he is fouled from behind by the Mustangs, Steve O'Neill. Cliff Warner will go to the free throw line for a one in the bonus. So Warner to shoot a pair. Cliff Warner with a 1-1 coming. Free throw is up by Cliff and good. Warner is an 80% free throw shooter. He's got another one coming. 73-61, Dort College leading. Second free throw coming. And Warner gets that one to nestle through. 10 points for Warner. And the Dort College defenders lead by Baker's dozen, 74-61, with 101 remaining in this ballgame. Timeout on the floor, charge to the defenders. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR, Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College leading 74-61. Morningside basketball, they bring it into the front court quickly. Down to the baseline is Steve O'Neill. Kick out pass, Tanner Ferguson. Ferguson three, no good. Rebound, Kaiser, and Kaiser's fouled on the play. And Sean will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. That might just do it. 47 seconds left. Dort College by Baker's dozen. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the following businesses. They include Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. Or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Chris Severs checks into the ballgame. Checking out is Kyle Lindberg. 47 seconds left to go in regulation. Dort College up by 14, 75-61. Second free throw is up off the side of the iron, no good. And a foul committed in the backcourt on the defenders. Team foul number four on the defenders in this half. Morningside will inbound the basketball, length of the floor in front of them. Morningside quickly up the floor. Trent Miller. Miller gives it off to Tyler Johnson. Tyler Johnson, guarded there by Vogel, gives it to Rudine. Rudine to Nickel. Nickel, Rudine. Rudine, layup with the left hand. Good. Danny Rudine with 17, and the defenders lead 75-63. 27 seconds left to go in this one, and Morningside, it appears, will concede. 21 seconds and counting. Dort College is going to win the Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason tournament championship and will advance on to the NAIA National Tournament beginning 1 week from tomorrow in Branson, Missouri. 75-63, Dort College by a dozen. That's your final. Let's take a break and be back with a recap of tonight's men's college basketball game right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. This was not the heart stopper that we had on Saturday. Dort College gets a double-digit lead in the first half. They lead by 16 at halftime. Morningside hangs around, gets to within 8 at one point. Looking for that juncture where it was an 8-point ball game. 67-59. Dort College, though, scored 5 points in a row to go up by 13, 72-59. Morningside never made it a single-digit ball game after that. 75-63. Your final score. Dort College led tonight by Jordan Vogel and Trevor Waltersdorf with 16 points apiece. Those are your unofficial numbers. Kyle Lindberg chipped in with 15, and Cliff Warner had 10 unofficially. Danny Rudine led Morningside. He ends up with 17. Kyle Nickel had 14, 12 of them in the second half. Dort College advances on to the national tournament with a 26-6 record. Morningside Mustangs see their season come to a close at 18-15. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. The official numbers look like this as we wait for Coach Ross Dalma to come out of the locker room. Morningside, 28 of 68 from the floor, 41.2%, 3 for 19 on threes, 15.8%, 4 of 7 on free throws for 57.1%. For the Dort College defenders, 27 of 49 from the floor, 55.1%, 3 for 18 on threes. The outside shooting touch left both teams. Door College 18 of 22 on free throws for 81.8%. Door College enjoyed a 40-25 rebounding advantage, 75-63 the final score. Turnovers, Door College 19, Morningside 9, Morningside 10 steals, Door College with 5. Individually, Trevor Waltersdorf and Jordan Vogel had 16 points apiece, 13 for Kyle Lindbergh, 10 for Cliff Warner. Vogel was a perfect 7 of 7 from the floor, Lindbergh a perfect 6 for 6, Waltersdorf was 6 of 11. 8 points for Austin Kachi, 7 for Sean Kaiser. Chris Sievers ends with 5. For the Mustangs, Danny Rudine topped them with 17. 14 for Kyle Nickel, 13 for Trent Miller, 11 for Tanner Miller, 4 for Tanner Ferguson, 4 for Tyler Johnson. Dort College was led in rebounding by Sean Kaiser, Jordan Vogel, and Trevor Waltersdorf with 8 each. Cliff Warner had 7. 5 for Kyle Lindbergh, 3 for Austin Kachi. For Morningside, 7 for Kyle Nichols, 6 that is for Trent Miller, 3 each for Tyler Johnson and Danny Rudine. Cliff Warner credited with 5 assists and 1 turnover. Kyle Lindbergh with 4 assists, 2 blocks and a steal. Trent Miller had 4 assists to top the Mustangs, while Sean Kaiser added 2 assists for the Dort College defenders. Dort College advances on to the national tournament. They earn the second automatic berth to the NAIA Division II National Tournament. With the win this evening, they join Northwestern as the two teams with the automatic bids out of the conference. Let's take another break. We'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to the Wireless World post-game wrap-up show. The Dort College defenders victorious 75-63. Dort College fans, this has been a long time coming. This is the 10th time the Dort College defenders have been in this position, a postseason game to go to the national tournament. Back in 1987-88, Dort College was victorious over St. Ambrose. Dort College eventually went to the quarterfinal round of that national tournament. 1 year later, 1989, Dort College lost to St. Ambrose in a District 15 final, 92-85. Then it was a drought for Dort College as they tried to get to the national tournament. They lost to Northern State, 95-87 in 1995, lost to South Dakota Tech, 1997, lost to Black Hills State, 1998. And this is the fifth Great Plains Athletic Conference championship game for the defenders. They played in 02 and lost in overtime to Concordia. They played in 06 against Morningside and lost to the Mustangs. 2 years ago, Dort College, an upstart program, went on the road for 2 wins before losing to Sioux Falls on the road in the GPAC Championship. And last year hosted Northwestern and got beat in the GPAC Championship game. But tonight, Dort College would not be denied, 75-63. And Dort College, an early lead, and they ride that all the way in for the win over Morningside by 12. Coach Ross Dalma is taking a seat beside me, and Coach, culmination of a regular season and now a GPAC tournament for your team. We thought this team had the potential all year to put together a run like they did here in the last week, and I would imagine it was rewarding to see this team pull off 3 wins in postseason play to wrap up the local schedule.
Yeah, I think, Mike, the most gratifying thing was the fact that we did have probably a national tournament berth locked up. But these guys, seniors in particular, knew that we had fallen short the last couple years in the championship game of the conference tournament, and they stayed focused and dialed in and really wanted to get this thing and knew this would be the last opportunity for the 5 of them, you know, to play here. And so it was really, really good to see them stay focused on the task at hand and worry about Branson at a later time.
You got a lift from your team or your fans, no doubt about it, early in the ballgame. We were hoping that that would occur. You got up 17-3, and that's a huge advantage early in the ballgame.
It is a huge advantage, especially playing here, you know, where the fans are engaged early on. I mean, we've said various times throughout the year that they just make a great difference for us in terms of their support, but just in terms of the noise in this place. Hopefully we get a lot of these guys to travel down to Branson next week with us, because they definitely are difference makers for us.
you get that 17-3 lead, you're always scared, I would imagine, as a coach, that you're going to have a little bit of a let-up. I've seen other teams in postseason play. You almost get a false sense of security with that big lead, and it's a long game. How difficult was it, or was it? What was the challenge at that point to try and keep the guys focused?
Well, keeping the focus is one thing, but the other thing is that we knew Morningside would counter with some things, in which they did, and you know, it gave us some problems in some areas, and they hit some shots there to knock us back on our heels a couple times, but I think our guys responded very well. I think in particular there was a key possession where they were in zone, and I thought we did some good things screening on the inside of it, ultimately got Trevor a basket, and we got our momentum back and were able to kind of take off from there a little bit.
They cut the lead down to 8 in the second half. You responded with a 5-point run. I believe an old-fashioned 3-point play was mixed in there. Neither team shot the ball well from the perimeter tonight. For your team, it wasn't a matter of you got some good looks. They just wouldn't go down. I thought defensively, though, you limited Morningside's good looks at the perimeter shot.
I thought we did a nice job. Our perimeter players knew that that would be a key to this contest, getting hands up and contesting shots hard on their perimeter players, and I thought for the most part that we did that. You're right, they did take some things away on the perimeter and overplayed a little bit and at times got a basket or two in transition, but I thought we were able to always kind of right the ship, and I really attribute that to the fact that we were just a very focused team here and wanted to really get this thing. This is really the one thing on the resume of this team, winning a conference tournament championship that they hadn't done yet. So far as the GPAC was concerned.
Trevor Waltersdorf and Jordan Vogel, 16 points apiece. Waltersdorf, we've said it over and over through the course of this last month or 6 weeks, he's playing quite possibly his best basketball, and you cannot always say that about seniors at the end of their career.
No, you can't. I mean, there's a lot of things that go into that. Health being one, focus being another. But right now he is very very much in shape. His conditioning is good. His legs are good. And his drive is second to none. So those things being the way they are, taking him down with the rest of this team semi-healthy is a good thing, obviously, for our team.
Kyle Lindberg ends up with 15 points. Seems like he's gathered a little confidence back in the last 2 or 3 weeks.
He has. He's defending very well, and he's doing some things going towards the basket with the ball. If he's not scoring, he's creating some things. He's being active offensively off the ball a little bit more, and he's the one player, that we have that really is a tough matchup for other teams, and that he's 6'6", 6'7", on the perimeter, can handle the ball and take some pressure off a Cliff. In terms of ball handling responsibility, so Cliff doesn't get beat up as much. And when Kyle is playing well, that really, really gives us a new dimension.
Coach, I don't have much more to ask you about this. We're going to sit back now. You've got the automatic berth wrapped up. You hope that maybe you pick up a spot or two in the poll, maybe three tomorrow. We'll have to wait and see.
Right.
Maybe get into the top 10, heading down to Branson, and see what happens in terms of the draw. But enjoy it tonight, Coach. I know you put in a lot of hours. Enjoy the evening at least. Relax a little bit. Maybe take in a high school girls basketball game here in the next couple of days.
And be a dad for a little bit.
Yep. Get back at it maybe on Saturday. So enjoy it, Coach. I speak for the Dort College community, where we say thank you for your work thus far. Let's see what happens next week in Branson.
Really appreciate it. Thank you, Mike.
That's Coach Ross Dalma and the Dort College Defenders, champions of the Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason tournament with a 75-63 win over the Morningside Mustangs. Over in Sioux City tonight, receiving word from a couple of faithful fans who were stuck in Orange City tonight. Wish you could have been here, but Morningside victorious over Northwestern in women's play tonight, 78-73. So Morningside is the postseason conference champion in women's basketball as well. So that's going to do it for the Wireless World postgame wrap. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.